Southern Arizona's Economic Development Entity took stock of its performance yesterday at its annual meeting. Joe Snell is president and CEO of Sun Corridor, Inc., and he joins me. And Joe, for you, was there a key message you were trying to get across?
Yeah, it sure was. It served as our annual meeting, so we did want to report the status of the economy and our organization's efforts to impact the economy, which, you know, the recession couldn't have been harder on anyone than it was in Southern Arizona. We really took a step back during the Great Recession, and we're finally in the last few years starting to see recovery and really some accelerated recovery in the last 12 months with some real growth. And we reported all that, and we talked a little bit about the recent relocations of companies such as Caterpillar selecting Tucson for its mining headquarters, Raytheon Missile Systems' recent expansion after a national search to add several thousand new jobs. So we were able to talk about that and talk about where the gaps exist and what we need to do to make sure this isn't a one-time phenomenon but a long-term trend.
From your perspective, where are the gaps in Southern Arizona's economy?
Well, I think the gaps here are the same nationally. We've seen some substantial growth. We've got to continue to become a place that can attract the best talent around the country if we're going to grow. And I think we have to address our education system in Arizona, the K-12 system. We've got to continue to find a way to pump money through to the system. I think there's a perception that the K-12 system is not as strong as it should be. So I think that's something as Arizonans we should be fighting for. In Southern Arizona, we have got to continue to address our infrastructure issues. We've got to build the right number of roads and people-moving systems. I'm thrilled that we were able to build the modern streetcar, or i.e. light rail, in Tucson a few years ago to connect the university to downtown. But we need to do more of that. So those are the kind of issues that, you know, we're going to have to address. And we're seeing growth, and with growth comes challenges, but also comes great opportunities.
I'm wondering whether you consider it a challenge or an opportunity, or maybe a little bit of both, Tucson's and Southern Arizona's status relative to the rest of the state. And by that, I mostly mean the Phoenix metro area, which is now, as you know, one of the top five biggest cities in the country and sort of the dominant force in Arizona in many ways. Do you find it to be a challenge, or do you find that to be more of an opportunity for Southern Arizona?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. And, you know, I arrived out of Denver. I ran Denver's economic development for years. And it's funny, having the perspective of being the dominant city in that state, you get one perspective. And then Tucson being the smaller city, you get a different perspective. But from where I sit, I see more opportunity with it. For example, you know, when we sell Tucson, we sell all of the Sun Corridor. That's why we went through a name change. So, you know, I had a company that we just recruited in here not too long ago, and the company said, well, you know, Joe, I'm coming out of the San Diego area. He's a big pro football fan. You don't have that. I said, yes, we do. It's just 90 miles up the road with the Arizona Cardinals. So part of it is perspective. I sell both the Tucson Airport and Sky Harbor as our airports. Everything's relative. We have to think in terms of one really super regional market. The hard thing sometimes is more locally when the groups say, well, you know, Phoenix has more of something than we do. Well, okay, it's an NFL city, but Phoenix is not the competition. Phoenix is part of the asset base.
Is there a particular industry or industries that you think would be a good fit in Southern Arizona that you don't necessarily have a lot of now that you're trying to make a push to get more of?
Sure. One of the key industries that I really believe that we're seeing the fourth industrial revolution is being lit right now. And we're going to see massive job changes over the next 30, 40 years. I'm too old of a guy to probably see them, but we've got to get positioned for the next wave. And stuff in the digital space, specifically digital medical services, I think it's something we have to be proficient in as a community and use the strengths of the University of Arizona. So a lot in the digital space is where we're heading in a big hurry.
Joe Snell is president and CEO of Sun Corridor, Inc. Joe, thanks a lot for your time.
Oh, thank you, sir.